You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Even the ice guys.
Yeah.
WMDX. Have a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Sit back and relax. It's time for John and Gordy on WMDX. Good morning, Madison.
That's what we do here. We encourage you to just sit back, relax.
Yeah.
Listen to the world collapse around you.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Sure is.
It's 7 minutes past the hour, sunshine and warm temperatures today, close to 90 by late in the day, and a pretty good looking weekend ahead. Hey, it's time for the Go for the Green and Go Text to Win multi-state contest to begin for this hour. You have until 8 a.m. to text us the keyword to get in on this contest. How do you do that? Well, you download the Civic Media app. Find our station, WMDX, and then text in the keyword. What could you win? Well, you could win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every single entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That football game takes place in November. Okay, so you have until the top of the hour here, 8 a.m., to text us the word, John. The word today in our hour.
What is
it? It is love.
Oh, love.
Feel the love.
Wow.
Love, man. L-O-V-E. Love. Okay, yeah. Text us the word love. And again, you can go to civicmedia.us/contest for complete contest rules. This is a multi-state contest. Good luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Where do we go first?
That's a big part of the Ringo concert tour message, and that's love and peace.
And by the way, I failed to mention, and I should mention, that when you text in that word, love, you'll get a text back confirming that you've entered the contest. And if you click on the link in there, you have more chances to win. You can, by subscribing to our newsletter or checking out a podcast or getting the brand new daily newsletter, Civic Media Today. So more chances to win.
Stop by the station and check our 7 volumes of rules and regulations. Please feel free. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Dick. What do you got for us?
Good morning.
Hey, guys. What a week, huh? We have that wonderful speech to the generals.
Yeah.
Then we have the shutdown.
Yeah.
And now in Madison, last night, I understand we had our first arrest from ICE.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
But back to the healthcare thing you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, getting on board a little late, Democrats, but how about the whole country? This was brought up in 1948 by Harry Truman.
Yes.
So I'd say we're really late. But maybe he has got this idea. I'm talking about Trump now. He said something to effect yesterday. Well, I have the right to strike this law and because it never should have been signed in the first place. I'm taking that as a good thing, guys. He must be going to give us that Cadillac care that he talked about 8 years ago that we're all going to get.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's kind of like Nixon promising the end of the war in Vietnam, and it took 5 years and another 30,000 lives.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'll get around to it.
It would have ended a lot earlier with Johnson had Nixon not stepped in to prevent the negotiations from continuing and getting a deal.
Yeah.
Right? And then it fell apart when Nixon got in.
Yeah.
So I can't believe he got away with that. That same thing happened, I believe, with Reagan.
Reagan and Carter.
In the same situation.
Yeah.
And Republicans got away with meddling in that and causing a lot of people hurt. All right. Dick, thank you. We're going to get into the price of health care here.
We'll get into that in just a moment. We need to check in with Savannah Tomei Olson.
Oh, yes.
And find out what's happening in our news world. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday to you.
Tell us, hot
day coming up here. What do you got for us?
Well, one of the biggest things here is that we have a budget cut coming to Dane County. We had a $31 million deficit going into this year. And so after County Executive Melissa Agard took office, it was her job to figure out, okay, now how do you fix it? The big plan is to have basically a lower budget for 2026, but that will include giving staff 1% pay cuts. They're going to get more vacation hours in exchange for those small pay cuts. And then on top of that, we have about 50 open positions in the county, and those are all going to be unfilled for at least the next year. So we've got a hiring freeze too. And on top of that, your property taxes will go up through the tax levy, but only by about $15. She says that's the smallest increase in 6 years. So at least your bills won't go up too much higher, but we may see, maybe a little tiny difference in services if we don't get some of those positions hired going forward.
Yeah, there's some kind of problem, systemic problem, creating all these shortages, lack of funding, the whole thing. It seems like the system is just falling apart. I don't know.
Well, and both the city and the county will tell you that a huge part of that is revenue sharing from the state, especially for the city of Madison, simply because of how it's written and how it's written to specifically not benefit Madison.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, yes, on it goes.
Yes.
And last day for the World Dairy Expo, too.
And we're finding
out. That's right.
Yeah, it's very hot there in the barns, and the cattle aren't liking it. Yeah. So.
I wouldn't like it either.
No. Well, I hope they have the misting fans that they normally provide, I believe.
I think they're doing
this.
Everything they can, yes.
Yeah. Well, Savannah, thank you very much for that.
Have a good weekend, Savannah. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys too.
Okay. All right. Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News.
You might remember Dana Perino, right? She's a host on Fox News. Didn't know that. I forgot. Don't watch it very often, though. But she thinks Americans just don't know how expensive health care is.
Really? Is that what she thinks?
Yeah. And she was talking to Mark Wayne Mullen, Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, with a whole bunch of different names. Maybe he'll add another name to his first name. Anyway, here's Cut 31 and that commentary. Listen to this. This is something.
Health care costs are an issue. People keep talking about it. Obamacare didn't solve it. And now we are in this situation where they think that these temporary COVID era extensions, they want to have them permanent forever. Do you think it's time for the Republicans to think about figuring out a way to get back to more some free market principles, or at least some plain talk about just how expensive health care actually is?
Well, we know Obamacare, affordable health care, didn't work because it made the health care prices go through the roof. If we want to solve this issue, how about we use the president that's in office right now, because he's the art of the deal. He knows business. He knows how to negotiate, and he knows what free market can do.
Right.
If they want to solve the health care crisis and actually take care of the American people, then use the business guy that's in office right now. Set away your hatred and your bias towards him and realize he's the business guy that can maybe be able to help the American people solve this healthcare crisis and bring the free market back into working for the healthcare.
I might be for that. I think that they're for the government solving it, and we were just in Europe. I don't think it's a great idea.
Well, she was just in Europe, and she doesn't think universal health care in those countries is a great idea. What was the experience she had?
Yeah, she was on vacation, probably. Yeah, right.
Probably didn't do anything with health care, but I was just there. It was awful. Can you believe those people living in squalor and in the European countries? I have no idea what she's talking about. Yeah. But why do mega viewers not feel angry about being called stupid? I mean, do they really think the people are this stupid going to a free market health care system? We used to have a system where those people with pre-existing conditions would be separated from everybody else. And the reason for that was, I still can't wrap my head around this. The reason for that is so that insurance companies don't have to pay so much money. Okay? Yeah. So we're doing that to save insurance companies money.
Yeah.
And it costs the insurance companies money because they had to contribute money to insuring the people with the pre-existing conditions, okay? Mm-hmm. So it never saved anybody any money, but the insurance companies only wanted to insure, believe this or not, just healthy people. That's the free market system that we're talking about here. It's not the original plan for actual insurance policies, because insurance was put in place to put everybody in the same pot, people with high risk, people with no risk, and it would just average out to a very easy, affordable premium per month.
Yeah.
But instead, they started playing games with it, and that's why it costs so much money. It's a really, really bad idea. Let's go to Kurt here. Kurt, let's go. What do you got for us, Kurt?
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, guys. I was on a river cruise on the Rhine, and there was a bug going around, of course. And I picked it up. I've got asthma. And we were docked in a tiny town, maybe 5,000 people. I walked into town. I found a medical office. I walked in. Someone there knew what I was saying in English. I was explaining my situation. I waited all of 10 minutes. I was seen by a doctor. She examined me. She wrote my prescription for prednisone. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, well, you can pay with a credit card. Yes, you can.
$32. Wow.
$32. And I'm not lying. I'll email you guys the receipt. $32. Walked another 10 minutes to the pharmacy. $12 for the prednisone.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredibly amazing. Inexpensive. And that's the nightmare experience that Dana Perino must have experienced. Wow. Don't want that to happen. Mark, Kurt. Thanks for that story. That's mm-hmm. That's similar to a lot of people's experiences in Europe when they have an accident or they feel sick.
Yeah.
They get treatment and everything's just fine.
Get it right away.
Yeah. Now let's go to the shutdown here. And this is Chris Hayes with a little story about the shutdown, covering it, and what Russell Vogt is all about in regards to this, who did Project 2025. Let's listen to Cut 33. 33.
Here we go.
Russell Vogt doesn't pretend like this is anything but exactly the plan that he wrote in Project 2025. He gleefully posted this week, quote, nearly $8 billion in green new scam funding to fuel the left's climate agenda is being canceled, then listed more than a dozen exclusively blue states that he is singling out for punishment. Now, keep that tweet in mind when you listen to Republican Mike Johnson here doing a kind of earnest liar routine about the heartbroken and honorable Russ Vogt.
Russ does this reluctantly. We had a 45-minute telephone conference with him yesterday. He talked to all the House Republicans. He takes no pleasure in this. Russ has to sit down and decide, because he's in charge of that office, which policies, personnel, and which programs are essential and which are not. That is not a fun task, and he is not enjoying that responsibility.
Oh, really? He's not enjoying it. Russ Vogt. Are we talking about the same Russ Vogt? Because not all Republicans are as transparently full of it as Mike Johnson. Senator Mike Lee of Utah knows who Russ Vogt is, mm-hmm. what he's up to, and that he loves it.
Russ Vogt, mm-hmm. the OMB director, has been dreaming about this moment, preparing this moment since puberty. Russ Vogt has a plan, and that plan is going to succeed in further empowering Trump. This is going to be the Democrats' worst nightmare, and it's of their own making.
That doesn't sound like a guy's heartbroken.
No.
I gotta say, that phrase, preparing for this since puberty, has been in my head all day. Anyway, the thing is, they're not hiding anything. They are telling the American people to their faces, they want to make your lives worse.
Yeah. And that's going to be their slogan, by the way, in the midterms. We want to make your life worse. Vote us back in. Oh, man.
That's a good campaign slogan.
Yeah.
It's nicely on a bumper sticker.
No one's done that before.
Yeah. Good idea. 19 past the hour. In just a little while, Rocker will be here with a Maxine preview. We've got much more for the Friday edition. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We can change the world. We are ready.
We want it to get better.
We
provide
do.
Provide health care, please. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
Yes, and you can also help us out and help make it better for folks with Alzheimer's if you come to the Alzheimer's Walk in Madison at Warner Park happening this Sunday. If you would like to donate, you can donate on spot. You can, in fact, register and walk this Sunday at Warner Park. It all starts around 10 a.m. You can also go to our website, WMDXradio.com, find the Alzheimer's link on the image carousel at the top of the page. It's the first image that you can go to. Click on Join Us in Giving, and that will take you to our page on the ALZ.org, A Walk for Alzheimer's.
And contribute.
Yes, please. Right, we have a goal of $1,000. We're a little over halfway there, but we could use your donations, big or small.
That's right.
All right.
All right. We're talking about the ruthlessness of Trump and the negotiations during the shutdown. But first, before we get to anything else, let's go to Mark on the line right now. What do you got for us, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah. Well, frankly, you know, how twisted are these people? Because frankly, when I was hitting puberty, I was dreaming about the first girl I was going to kiss rather than dreaming about taking an axe to people's medical care.
All right,
yes,
Mark.
Puberty.
The government spending. I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people? I mean, it was just, and for them to turtle over this kind of thing is that. And they're not worried about the excess of spending on rounding up the immigrants, sending in the Black Hawk helicopter to, you know, as part of their immigrant operation, because I didn't hear them bragging about how many gang members they rounded up in that little fiasco.
Mark, I've got that cup coming up in just a few moments here. Yeah. All right.
It is just
shocking.
Deeply disturbing.
It is.
Yes. It is just disturbing that a Black Hawk helicopter, for the love of God, I mean, the things that could have gone wrong there, that I can just imagine, you know, Trump and his whole little cabinet getting all excited, you know. Those guys probably don't need any Viagra at all, because that's the kind of thing that gets them off.
Well, I think rappelling from a helicopter onto an apartment building in Chicago is not – I think that went wrong right away.
Yeah.
So, Mark, I'm going to get to that cut, so give me some time
Thanks
to get
call.
To that, all right? I want to get to you first. A few words from Trump. This is how he considers the U.S. public. Let's listen to Cut 34.
There could be firings, and that's their fault. And it could also be other things. I mean, we could cut projects that they wanted, favorite projects, and they'd be permanently cut. So you could say, a lot of people are saying, Trump wanted this, that I wanted this closing, and I didn't want it. But a lot of people are saying it because I'm allowed to cut things that should have never been approved in the first place.
Right.
And I will probably do that.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Cut 5 now. Let's listen to this.
Tell you, we have $17 trillion being invested, so the last person that wants to shut down is us. Now, with that being said, we can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible.
Oh, nice.
That are bad for them and irreversible by them, like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like. And you all know Russell Vogt. He's become very popular recently because he can trim the budget to a level that you couldn't do any other way. Yeah. So they're taking a risk by having a shutdown because of the shutdown, we can do things medically and other ways, including
surgically,
benefits.
Not medically.
We can cut large numbers of people out. We don't want to do that, but we don't want fraud, waste, and abuse.
All right.
We're cutting that.
Goodbye.
That's
goodbye.
That's
all right. So anyway, by the way, he can't do that. This is all illegal. What he's doing right now is absolutely illegal. Now let's go to what happened in Chicago. The ICE raid on an apartment building there. Cut 25. Let's listen.
She says they took everyone and then asked questions later.
They just treated us like we were nothing.
Patricia Fisher says she came out to the hallway of her apartment complex on the corner of 75th and South Shore Drive in her nightgown around 10 Monday night, only to find ICE agents yelling police.
It was scary because I've never had a gun put in my face. They asked my name and my date of birth and asked me did I have any warrants, and I told them no, I didn't.
She says she was then handcuffed and released around 3 a.m. Fisher says she was told if anyone had any kind of warrant out for them, even if it was unrelated to immigration, they would not be released. Citizen app video shows the chaotic scene overnight. Neighbors tell us there were dozens of ICE agents. Neighbors like Ebony Watson says they ducked for cover as they heard several flashbangs go off.
They was terrified. The kids was crying. People were screaming. They looked very distraught. I was out there crying when I seen the little girl come around the corner because they was bringing the kids out too. Had them zip tied to each other. That's all I kept asking. Where's the morality? Where's the human? They, one of them literally laughed. He was standing right here. He said, them kids.
Watson says budget trucks and military-style vans were used to separate parents from their children. Other neighbors say they saw agents destroying property to get in the building.
And they had a big 15-inch chainsaw with a round blade on it cutting this fence down. We're under siege. We're being invaded by our own military.
The FBI did confirm this morning that they did help the U.S. Border Patrol carry out a targeted immigration enforcement operation in this area, and they say they have been supporting these efforts at the direction of the U.S. Attorney General.
So how did that turn out, I wonder? How many people did they capture? Some gang they were looking for, right? We didn't hear.
And if you
if
think
they caught
it,
anybody.
Yeah, if you think it can't happen here, well, it happened yesterday here in Madison. Seven taken away by ICE.
Yeah.
ICE arrests in Madison last evening.
I mean, you really have to wonder, do you feel safer with government agents rappelling from helicopters, rounding up your neighbors in trucks, separating the parents from their children? This is America
them.
Now.
Zip tying them.
This the is kids. What it's all about.
Chainsaws as well?
Yeah. Wow.
Scary. Okay.
So, it's kind of... Excuse me. It's unexplainable. It leaves you just stranded
Stunned.
Emotionally.
Yeah. We need to take a break from the politics here, though, in our next half hour. Rocker is here with a Max Inc. preview. We'll listen to some local and regional music. And
absolutely.
Find out what's happening this weekend around the area. And we'll update the text to win go for the green and gold contest. It's all coming up after the news, after Midwest Farm Report. Stay with us.
So let us not talk falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey!
Let me tell you about a rockin' man. He's got a real heavy rockin' band. He really knows about the music scene. He can rock it if you know what I mean. They call him the rocker. Yeah, yeah, he rocks it on the radio. His name is Rocker. If he likes it, he will tell.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning.
Along with Rocker in the studio. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
It's you are all happening, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. What an awesome Friday, huh?
Oh, really fantastic. Beautiful day. Yeah. It's going to be warm, highs in the upper 80s today. Good-looking weekend ahead of us, too. Before we get to Rocker and the Max Inc. preview, I want to remind you, this is our last day, for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota in November. This hour's keyword is love, L-O-V-E, love. You have until 8 a.m. to get that keyword in, but there will be other keywords in other hours, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. More chances to win that grand prize tickets to get in, again, to Green Bay versus Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
And every time you enter, you'll get a text back. You click on the link on that text, and it has more chances for you to win by signing up for our newsletter or other items there. So check it out. Okay.
So that would be the Green Bay Alligators and the Minnesota Gophers?
Anyway. It doesn't say here.
Not a big game, but...
I think it's football.
Could be football. Yes, I think it is. Professional football.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Did we lose our caller? Okay.
Yes, we did.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to...
Can I just bring something up here? Because, you know, we've been talking about how horrible everything is, and we've got Rocker to bring everybody up again.
That's
you know, with local music, which is what it's all about. But John Fugelsang has a book, The Separation of Church and Hate.
Yes.
And this is a fantastic book. And Mark found a great quote out of it. Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. And that is from Zechariah. And that is a quote from John Fugelsang's book. You know, he's making a great argument that the Bible is completely different from what we're hearing nowadays from Christian nationalists. Okay, done with that. Thank you, Mark, for that.
All right. Let's push the politics aside and welcome again, Rocker, and a big weekend for you on MaxInc.
Yes.
Well, let's unplug from politics, and we do that Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. on MaxInc Radio right here on WMDX 92.7 FM. And, of course, you can check out our podcast, which comes out Monday on civicmedia.us/MaxIncRadio. And you can find our podcast and our broken out interviews on Apple Music and Spotify. Just search MaxInc Radio. This week on MaxInc Radio, we have Dr. Scott Bond. Now, he was going to be coming to the Atwood Music Hall, but his show got moved to March.
Okay.
Dr. Scott Bond is a psychologist and psychiatrist type guy who studies serial killers.
Oh.
And so Halloween is coming up, so he thought, why not get some serial killer studying kind of types on MaxInc Radio. So he is a specialist in Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer and all the others and exactly why serial killers are so in our minds all the time.
What a
right?
pleasant hobby to have.
And of course, like Wisconsin is sort of the, you know, capital of serial killers.
We got most of the, I don't know if the Chamber of Commerce would go along.
I mean, you know, in football, we got Aaron Rodgers and Favre and Julian Love. And, of course, you know, serial killers, got, you know, Dahmer and...
Yeah.
It's a breaking point.
Ed Gein. That's a good
breaking point. Yeah.
So we're going to hear from him. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then Tony Castaneda. He is a legend, award-winning Latin percussionist here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy.
Live from the Mad City, we're going to have Horace Green right here in the studio. Amazing band from Oshkosh. And we're going to hear all about these bands in just 1 second. So let's start out with Tony Castaneda, Latin Sextet, 20 years, award-winning Latin percussionist. He has a residence every Thursday at the Cardinal Bar. And let's check out a little Mambo. This is Mambo O Muerte. This is Tony Castaneda.
It's nice, you know, John Candy had a character, Mr. Mambo, on Second City TV. I remember that.
Oh,
it's great stuff.
Tony Castaneda.
That sounds really great.
Every Thursday night at the Cardinal Bar, he's been doing that there for a long time. And that's like a perfect date night place, right?
Yeah.
Go dancing.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well,
yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'm sorry.
John doesn't dance.
I knew he'd
Well, I'm
that
not
admission.
Dating anymore.
No. Oh, boy.
It's been 33
frowns
years.
On that, huh?
She frowns on that.
Let's talk about what happened last week on MaxInc Radio.
Yeah.
Live from the Mad City, we had a really special artist in here. Her name is Chikari Dejari, and she's from Madison, and she came in here and sang to backing tracks that she had created for herself. And so she did the lead vocals, but if you listen, the backing vocals were actually recorded on her phone in her bathroom, right?
What?
Yeah, and so she sings along with her vocals because she doesn't quite have a band yet. This is the you know, newest undiscovered singer that we have in Madison. When I was on the show, I felt like I was on The Voice. I was watching just this amazing singer. Mm-hmm. So without saying too much about her, let's check it out. This is Chikari Deja Ree live from the Mad City just this past Saturday. So you better listen in the future. This song is called Sugar Daddy.
$95 left to my name. Sitting, struggling, wondering what to do. I don't know how to do anything illegal yet. On my mind all the time, what am I gonna do? Off to alternate reality, my mind goes in hopes of a man might who be my sugar daddy. I'll be quainty dainty, put my
What wow. a voice.
Oh, man.
Gritty.
All six songs that she performed were totally amazing. She goes into her bathroom with her phone, and she just, like, starts singing lyrics and starts singing phrases till she comes up with songs, and then she goes and kind of has these backing track made by some musicians out in California, and she can go anywhere and just kind of sing this. It's like just an amazing voice.
Wow.
And she sings about some really intense topics, and her story is nothing short of amazing.
So she has other musicians doing the backing in another location in the country.
Yeah, right. She doesn't have a band right now.
I know that there was a website where people could do that. They could provide one part of a song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another person could add to it and keep adding to it. Yeah. I don't know if that's still around.
It's called, it's called Gordy AI.
No, well,
I would think so.
No, they do have there are a number of sites like that now that you can do that kind of thing. It's amazing, actually. Yeah,
and Chikari, she's really good. So if you see her playing around, she plays at the Cafe Coda every now and then, and I think she's looking to get into a band. So any jazz guys out there, she is out there. Let's move on to Horace Greene. He is going to be live from the Mad City this week. At 8 p.m. Saturday night, they are from Oshkosh. We heard them last week. We heard their brand new song, Cream. I'd say, think if Prince was from Oshkosh and played in a jam band, right? Live from the Mad City, Saturday, October 4th, 8 p.m., Horace Greene. Right now, this is a clip from an older song of his. This is called Sunflower Silo.
And what loves I used to have in life, they have passed. I'll bring them. But nostalgia's a vice, not just a memory, a cry for a better time. I never wanna say goodbye to love. I never wanna say goodbye. I never wanna say goodbye to love. I never wanna say goodbye.
You know, I saw him last Friday night. We went down to the Union. They were playing on the terrace.
Yeah.
Amazing show. Amazing weather. These guys are really good. Make sure to check them out. This weekend, live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. Okay, guys, let's step it down a little bit.
Okay.
A good friend of mine, Dave Benton. You might know him. He's been in the Rousers, the Ghost Particles, Spooner, the Water Dogs. He passed away last Saturday. Mm. He was the owner of Mad City Music from 1986 to 2007.
Wow.
And he was also the guy behind Boat Records, put out countless records of local musicians and some nationals around here. So there is going to be a memorial service for Dave Benton on October 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. That's going to be at the Wall Pavilion in Tenney Park. There's going to be music and some food and a lot of his friends and a lot of good stories. Mm-hmm. So we remember Dave Benton. He was in the band The Ghost Particles, and they are going to be with After August the 7th of November at the Harmony Bar. Dave was a vocalist and a guitarist for The Ghost Particles, and I'm sure they'll have somebody sitting in and turn that into a real tribute to Dave Benton. Right now, let's listen to a little bit of The Ghost Particles. This is a song called Oblivious, and we remember Dave Benton.
Now, is that him on vocals?
I don't believe he was a backup vocalist.
Okay.
So he's on guitar right there.
Great stuff, though. That guitar is so recognizable.
And, you know, he just played with Spooner, right? Mm-hmm. Sold-out show at the Atwood Music Hall. Yeah. That's, I think, going to, you know, that'll be a lasting tribute to Dave Benton.
Mm-hmm. We're coming back with more with Rocker in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Dan and Gordy in the morning. Is this a threat or is this a warning? Dan and Gordy in the morning. Who will be their guest? What will they be performing? Dan and Gordy in the morning. Are they funny?
Oh, that's awesome.
Or are they boring?
Okay.
And Gordy in the morning. Yeah.
Art Paul Schlosser will be our guest on Monday morning on
that's
John
right.
and Gordy.
Yes.
Yeah, so tune in for that. Always a fun time with Art. Okay, we're back here with Rocker, and just a few more minutes to go here for the Maxine preview. And what else is going on here,
Robert? You know, Willie Porter, he's that singer-songwriter from Milwaukee. There's going to be an evening with Willie Porter coming up Thursday, October 23rd. It's a seated show, and this show is going to be at the Burr Oak on Winnebago. So you're going to be able to get really close. There's not a bad seat in that venue.
Love the Burr Oak.
Milwaukee guitarist, singer-songwriter Willie Porter, he will be joined by cellist and vocalist Mai Bloomfield, singer percussionist Carmen Nickerson and guitarist Ryan Pearl for the show. So it's a band, a quartet. And he has a new Atmos immersive live recording from Weasel Records that's out. That's why he's out touring around. Humans in the Room. It's pretty cool. I don't know if you've seen that Atmos type stuff where it's got all the surround sound.
Well, I just put Atmos speakers in my living room.
He's got it all set.
Yes, I just bought new Atmos speakers.
Look at that. Yeah. John is getting super high tech now.
I'm inviting Willie Porter over.
John now has banjos circling the room around him as he sits in the middle.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Willie Porter. This song was actually recorded live at the Barrymore Theater right here in Madison. This is Sister.
You wanna leave, ain't no way I'm ever gonna stop you now. And tears don't come cheap, there ain't a single dry eye in the house. Sister,
you know, I remember seeing Matthew Barrymore, and every time I see him, I want to go home and start finger picking again on my guitar.
You know, Yeah. You know, people might think of him as a singer and a songwriter, and his voice is so recognizable. Yes, but yeah. His guitar picking, you're right, world class. Really, that guy is a world great class. Guitar player.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Very good. All right. We got time for a couple of more here.
I've got one more for you. How does that sound? Right.
Well, that's good.
Gin Mill Hollow. Let's talk about, they're going to be playing this show called Trail Mix. It's a bluegrass benefit for the Ice Age Trail Alliance. And Gin Mill Hollow and Valley Fox are going to be playing the High Noon Saloon Sunday, October 12th at noon. It's a free show. And it's celebrating October's Mammoth Hike Challenge. That's an annual event that invites participants to hike 45 miles on the Ice Age Trail in October. I'm making it like, you know, a third of a mile. Yeah. So I'm 45 miles.
That's a bit of a
That's
challenge.
Like something like out of like the show Yellowstone or something. I mean, who walks that much? I don't even know. But some people are going to do it. The Ice Age Trail Alliance is the only nonprofit devoted to conserving, creating, maintaining, and promoting the Ice Age Trail. It's 1,200 miles National Scenic Trail, so they're only asking you to walk 45, okay? Oh, wow. And the National Park Service Unit is handling this. So let's right now hear some Gin Mill Hollow. They're going to be playing Saturday, October 12th at noon at the High Noon Saloon for Trail Mix, a bluegrass benefit for the Ice Age Trail Alliance. This is Prescription for Love.
I would climb a mountain as long as I am next to you. Show me how you boogie, baby, dance with me tonight. We're gonna lose it to the music, make you feel alright. Tell me what you're missing, let me show you I will listen. What is your prescription for love, for love, for love, for love?
Cute, nice
great.
Song.
Yeah. Great, great voice. Yeah.
They're fun, huh? Well, I didn't have banjo, but we did have a little bit of mandolin.
Yes, you did.
Does that count?
Yes, you did. But I was picturing a mandolin throughout that entire song. So, I mean, it would have really sounded cool, you know.
Do you have like a mandolin guitar?
No, I do not.
Just the banjo.
A banjo is really a guitar banjo. It's a six string.
You know, I got rid of an incredible banjo at one time. 5-string banjo. It was cast iron. And it was chromed cast iron.
Cast iron? Yeah.
Wow.
Like you could cook with it?
Well, you know what? Maybe you could have. cook by finger picking.
Fry your eggs cooking. On the banjo?
Picking and a grinning and cooking. Okay. Max Inc. this weekend. What do you got?
That's right. We have the psycho killer, Cascasey, Dr. Scott Bond. He is going to be coming in to talk serial killers. Tony Castaneda, he's going to be coming in to talk his Latin jazz band. And then live from the Mad City, Horace Green comes down from the great Osh Vegas, and he's going to be right here.
I love that.
They're going to be right here. I should mention that Horace Green is not a person. It's like Jethro Tull.
It's a band.
So Sam and the boys, they'll be down here. 6 to 9 p.m., Max Inc. Radio. Catch us on civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio or Spotify or Apple Music.
Very good, Rocker. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up Monday, we will have Art Paul Schlosser in the studio, and maybe he'll sing Purple Bananas on the Moon. I don't know, right? Hey, come with us Sunday, Walk Against Alzheimer's, to end Alzheimer's, I should say. That is Sunday at Warner Park. Come walk with us or make a donation online. You can do that, and we'd love to see you there. You can sign up and walk right with us. Okay. That's it for us.
Great.
Stephanie Miller is next. John, have a good weekend.
Yep, you
Dom,
too.
You too. All right.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.